Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR. I'm Jack Lepiarz. The people of East Boston are the most vulnerable to coastal flooding in Boston. The city estimates that in 50 years, nearly half of East Boston will be at risk during major storms. So, what can be done? WBUR's Simone Rios brings us the latest in our series, Massachusetts Climate, A Season of Change.
¿Cómo estás? Tanto tiempo.
Sea level rise is not the first worry for Dolores Rivas.
Como unos siete porque es,
More like es un... sixth or seventh. But living in a housing development near the water in East Boston, the specter of flooded city streets is never far off.
La primera prioridad es ser...
In the case of a disaster, I'd need a lot of help. I wouldn't be prepared.
Half of East Boston residents are Latino, and nearly as many have limited English skills. City officials say they want to reach people like Dolores Rivas in their effort to defend East Boston from sea level rise. But even with the citywide initiative Climate Ready Boston in full swing, Rivas hasn't heard a word.
There has to be more effort to educate people about the climate risk. We live here, near the water.
In some ways, Eastie is to Boston what the Lower Ninth Ward is to New Orleans, an area devastated by Hurricane Katrina in 2005. East Boston is surrounded by water, and geologically, it's a cluster of five islands connected with landfill during industrial times. In the case of a flood, the water would more or less flow between the islands. To get downtown from East Boston by car, you have to use a bridge or a tunnel. That worries residents like Sandra Aleman Nijar.
Living here and going through that tunnel every day, I do think about it every single day. What would happen to us if the tunnel broke? Or if we just had this massive flood? What are our chances of survival?
Even without a storm, Aleman Nijar says she's already gotten a sense of an apocalyptic East Boston.
My dad got really sick and we had to rush him in an ambulance. We got stuck at the entrance of the tunnel. And the paramedics were like, I'm so sorry. They were all apologetic. But a massive tragedy? Oh, gosh. It would be a horrible nightmare.
Is it a problem that's solvable by engineering?
I personally believe that, yes, it is.
At a recent community meeting, Nasser Brahim stands beside a poster with various sea level rise scenarios. The most dire shows sea rising 7 feet in Boston by the end of the century. Brahim is a climate change planner with the engineering firm Kleinfelder, which was hired by the city to plan a defense of the East Boston waterfront. The proposal is a system of raised berms and parks that would contain a high tide during a major storm. This comes as East Boston sprouts with shining new housing developments. Brahim says they're being built to be resilient against flooding, and the buildings themselves serve as flood barriers. But what good will they do when the streets are flooded?
We know what the cost of not doing something is. The Climate Ready Boston report that the city put out outlines, you know, the billions of dollars that are at risk in the city. So I think when you counterpoint that to what it costs to really protect these areas, I think we're going to see that it's a very positive investment.
The Climate Ready Boston report suggests that close to 300 East Boston residents are already affected by regular flooding. And later in the century, a major storm could threaten nearly half the population of more than 40,000.
The T would be probably shut down for quite a while. The Sumner and Callahan tunnels would need to be pumped out. When a similar storm hit New York City, tunnels there were closed down for up to 10 days. So you can imagine the economic impact that would have.
Coastal defenses are only one side of the flood infrastructure equation. City planners want to open up the waterfront for recreation, with flood barriers that double as public amenities like harbor walks and amphitheaters. At a community meeting last month, residents weighed in on the question of how flood berms should be put to recreational use. The consensus was against so-called gray infrastructure and in favor of green infrastructure.
The flood wall got 32 dislikes and the raised path and wetlands option got 22 likes.
We took from that, you know, there's a clear interest in being able to get out to the waterfront and in having a kind of environmentally healthy waterfront.
That's Amy Whitesides of the landscape design firm Stoss, another contractor that's part of Climate Ready Boston. She says the Coastal Protection Plan is still early in the design phase. About 24 structures would go up along the waterfront, including berms, elevated parks, and temporary flood barriers. UMass Boston professor Paul Kirshen estimates it could cost $500 million to protect all of East Boston, not just the 3-mile stretch being studied by the city. Kirshen helped start the conversation about defending East Boston a decade ago, and he says the return on investment would be greater than 10 to 1. Other vulnerable neighborhoods that could see coastal defense systems include Charlestown and the Seaport, and researchers at UMass are studying the feasibility of a miles-long barrier from Winthrop to Hull that would defend all of Boston Harbor. But coastal defenses are only the first line in a broader defense of the city.
Number one, keep as much water out as you can. So put up dams, put up berms, whatever you can.
That's Austin Blackman, environment chief for the city. He says Boston is embracing a 4-part framework laid out by the Dutch, who have been coexisting with the tides for centuries. Step one, keep the water out with flood infrastructure. When that fails, step two, channel the flooding to a controlled area. When that fails, step three, evacuate the population. Step four, return to normal as quickly as possible.
Boston's very, very good at number three and number four. We've got a phenomenal Office of Emergency Management that has evacuation plans. What Climate Ready Boston is doing is helping us understand where we can make targeted investments to really improve on one and two. How can we block water? How can we channel water?
Whenever big infrastructure ideas come up, people in Boston talk about the Big Dig, the $24 billion project that buried Interstate 93 under the city. Now some say the defenses against a rising sea could be Boston's next big dig, perhaps many times over. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.